Hello, everyone. This is Buffy from Buffy's Flavorful Journey podcast. I want to talk about relationships today, especially for those of us in our 50s. I'm going to be 55 in less than 2 months, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm one of those people, besides the aches and pains, because let's face it, at any given moment, there's at least 3 to 5 body parts, if not more, that are hurting. That just comes with aging. But other than that, I am enjoying the aging process. Okay. Now, as far as a relationship, because I am single and I am loving that. I will not lie. But I got to thinking, because my sister and I were talking, and I said, you know, I have deal breakers. I had them when I was dating many moons ago, and I still have them, but I've added one. And those deal breakers were no cheating. And this goes for my partner, you know, the guy in my life, as well as me. Neither one of us can cheat, you know. Don't mess with my money. I won't mess with his. And no kind of abuse to me. And I had pets at the time or any of my family members. And, you know, no abuse to him or any of his family members. Or if he had pets, any of his pets. And when I say abuse, I'm talking all types. Mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, all of that. Because I'm a firm believer. If you're in a relationship with someone and you look them in the eye and you tell them you love them and you mean it, why are you abusing each other in any kind of way? Why are you cheating on each other? Why are you taking money from each other? Doesn't make sense to me. Okay, so those were always my 3 deal breakers. Anything else, let's talk about it. Let's try to work it out, you know. Well, the older I have become, because I don't want to have a relationship. Let me be crystal clear on that. Because I'm enjoying the single life so much. I have so much freedom. I can do what I want when I want. And I don't have to take into consideration his feelings, what's going on with his family, any of that. Because let's face it, I forgot the comedian or the actor or somebody who said years ago, you don't just date the person, you're dating the family too. So. But if I was to take the plunge again and have a relationship, I would have those 3 deal breakers. Plus, I'm going to call this 8 must-have relationship days. These are 8 days within a calendar year that I believe as a couple, my partner and I, he and I, would have to spend time together with each other. I'm not saying the whole day. But sometime during these 8 days, they're a must have. And it's a deal breaker if we don't get that done. Now, of course, maybe one of us is traveling for work or what have you, or family emergency, something like that. You're going to have to discount those. You know, they don't count against you. But if you can make it happen, you need to be together on these 8 days. So this is my 4th deal breaker. The 8 must have relationship days. Number 1. Anniversary of our meeting. May sound hokey to some people, but I find that romantic. And the funny thing about that, when I was younger and was dating, I wasn't into romance. I didn't like romantic gestures. Now I watch little hokey romantic movies and I love that shit. And so if I was to get in a relationship, I want some romance. And not just to receive it, but I want to give it back as well. So that's the first one. Second, the anniversary date of when you became a couple. Or if you got married, you know, same thing. I think those anniversary dates are crucial to reflect, reconnect, check in with each other. Because if you're going to be in a relationship, you need to be having relationship checkup meetings or dates or whatever you want to call them. Just to say, hey, are you okay? Are we okay? Are your needs being met in this relationship? What can I do to make things better if possible? What can you do to make things better for me? And, you know, so on and so on. Don't take each other for granted, basically. Third day, Valentine's Day. That's pretty much self-explanatory. Again, I'm a romantic now. So Valentine's Day is for lovers and you're in a relationship. You love each other. Spend some time together on Valentine's Day. Next one, number 4, your birthday. Celebrate your special birthday with your loved one. And even if you can't be together, he or she, if you know, same sex couple. Well, They should just at least call and tell you, text you, send you a card, something to say happy birthday, to acknowledge they remembered you. Because to be seen is to be loved. You know, that phrase has been going around a lot on TikTok, and I totally agree with that. Now, on the flip side, at number 5, recognize your partner's birthday. Now, it's his birthday. At the very least, I need to tell him happy birthday. I was in a relationship many, many years ago, and the guy told me I never told him happy birthday on his birthday, and I thought, are you serious? And not that, you know, I wasn't trying to deny that it didn't happen. I was just like, surely I did. I couldn't believe it. I hadn't done that. And that hurt my feelings, and I could tell that he was hurt too. So I felt like a piece of shit. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I had done stuff for him. I got him a gift. I think we even went out to eat or something, but I never said those two words, happy birthday. Again, to be seen is to be loved, is to be heard, is to be valued and not taken for advantage. Number 6, now we're going into some holidays. These are what I think a lot of us would consider family holidays. Thanksgiving. You're going to reflect on the year that's passed, time that's coming forward, what you're thankful for. And my gosh, if you're not thankful for each other and for your relationship, why are you in a relationship with that person? Come on now. Number 7, Christmas. That's my favorite holiday of the year. And you talk about being a family holiday. That's what it is. Now, you may have lean times. You can't really afford to get each other a present, but you can spend time with each other. You can watch TV together. I love watching A Christmas Story. You know, I think it's TNT or TBS. They'll do a 24-hour marathon starting like 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve to 6 p.m. Christmas Day. Or whatever goofy movie, Christmas movie you want to watch. You're spending time together. And it's Christmas. Again, if you love someone, you're going to be there on those family holidays. And you're more than likely going to be traveling to your partner's family gathering. And then they're going to go to your family's gathering. Okay, again, you don't just date the person, you date the family. And then number 8, New Year's Day. You're starting a new year. You're going to reflect on the past year. What are your goals? What are your ambitions? What do you want to achieve? Not just individually, but as a couple. What do you guys want to achieve for the year? Yeah, you can set your New Year's resolution, but don't forget you're in a relationship. And what do you aim for the coming year? What could have been improved over the past year? What were your mistakes? Again, those relationship check-ins, I think they are critical. They are so important to having a successful relationship. And I'm just talking from experience. I wish I had known to do that in my prior relationships, maybe. Because it only takes one successful relationship, right? I have so many failed ones in my past, is not even funny. And I don't put all the blame on the guys. I know I had a lot to do with them too. So, you know, that is what it is. I'm not gonna lie. I'm an adult enough. I've learned enough. I know enough about myself now. I know who I am to know what my faults were. And I hope, if I ever get to a point where I want to have a relationship, which I don't think's ever gonna happen, but if I did get to that point, I hope I don't repeat the same mistakes. I hope I've learned from them. I hope I'm more of an adult and that I can voice what my needs, my wants, my desires and wishes are in a relationship. You can't be quiet. You got to speak up for yourself, and not just in your personal romantic relationship, but in all your relationships. I have come to learn that over time, and I think it's vitally important. You need to advocate for yourself. Go for what you want. But if you're in a relationship, don't forget your partner. Don't strive so hard in your professional life that you forget him or her. Because let's face it, anybody that's successful professionally and they have a relationship, their partner was holding down the home fort while that person was becoming successful in professional life. So don't forget about them. Don't take them for granted. Don't treat them like piece of shit. Okay. Now, I have been watching the Democratic National Convention and I'm enjoying it. And I will more than likely do a podcast on that one next week. But I wanted to do this one on relationships because, again, my sister and I were talking. She's single. She doesn't want to have a relationship either. And I think You know, it's startling because there's a lot of men and women in their 50s and older. I'm going to say even 40s. We just don't want to do it. We're done. We enjoy the single life. Now, how about you listeners? Are you one of those people 40 and over who are enjoying being single? Or are you someone who's looking for love? If you're enjoying it, being single, I'm right there with you, loving it for you. If you're someone who's looking for love, I wish you all the best. I hope you find it. But from what I hear and see on social media and just talking to my friends and families, oh my God, the dating scene is crazy. I mean, I feel for you. If you're trying to be out there and dating at any age, I feel for you. But again, I wish you all the best. I wish you find successful, happy, loving relationship if that's what you want. And for those of us that are enjoying being single, there's nothing wrong with us. We just enjoy the single life. We are spending time with ourselves to get to know ourselves. Hell, to just be happy. Because there's nothing worse than being in a quote unquote relationship and you feel like you're worse off, either financially, emotionally, spiritually, I mean, in any kind of way, when you have someone who's supposedly your partner in crime, your better half, your number one, yet you feel more alone, more lonely than when you were single. I don't wish that for anyone. All right, folks, leave a comment. Let me know what you think about these 8 days. And let me add this too. Now, I'm not saying only spend those 8 days out of 365 or 366 of the year. I'm just saying those dates, you've got to make an effort to be with that person. And any days you get over that, those are bonus days. And don't take any of those days for granted. I'm one of those people, I've been single so long, I don't need to see or hear from my partner every single day. He has a life. I have a life. We had it before we got together. We're going to have it if we break up. We're going to have it if we're going to make it as a couple. I think it's vitally important that you keep doing the things you did before with your friends, your family. And sometimes your partner's not going to be there. You need to have that alone time. Heck, that might be another podcast subject. I'm a firm believer that, yes, do things as a couple, but also do things on your own. I think more relationships could be successful if that's followed. What do you think, family? Let me know in the comments. If you haven't already, please like this podcast. Leave a comment. Subscribe. Also, check out the YouTube channel, Buffy's Flavorful Journey, and the website of the same name. All the best to you and yours, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye for now.